John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks pregame show. Yankees going for the sweep against the Boston Red Sox. Won both games of the doubleheader yesterday. Have already taken the series. Can they complete the sweep? That's what we'll be discussing today on the pregame show. Jake's here.
James, Davis, everyone in the chat, how about it, man? Going for the sweep-a-roo today. Yesterday was hot in the streets for Yankees fans, for baseball. A couple fun seven-inning duels. And, yeah, we kind of mentally put this game in the back burner a little bit because, hey, we did our work, and congrats. You won the doubleheader. You won the series. And it's the heen dog today, but, man. A chance to jump the Paw Sox today. But Rizzo's back, Chappie's back. I'm interested to check out the pitching path to victory because I think there's a world today where if Heen Dog gives us four, we're okay.
I'm interested,
but I gotta see.
Yeah, I'm interested in the pitching path to victory too. But rules are rules, and we have to do the other stuff first. But I have just news for you. I heard Dan Rourke. I don't know if he's around talking. Dan, if you have this on live in front of you, feel free to come in. Yanks better win this game. I don't give a fuck that Heen Dog's pitching. Yanks have to. The season series is still 5 wins and 10 losses against the Boston Red Sox. And they are tied, basically,
right
now. If you lose today and Oakland and Boston win, then you said hello and goodbye to being in the wild card immediately.
Yeah.
I'd like it to last a little bit longer. So I don't have this as like, well, if we lose, at least we won the series. Obviously, it's good. But my pedal is still down. So I'm still not happy Heaney's pitching. I understand it. But I'm not like, well, we got the series. Like, you want me in playoff mode? I said once I see the Yanks in those standings, I'm going to change. You got to win today. Yanks got to go all out. They better bring it with the offense, with moving runners over, and quick help for Heen Dog. Like, we can't just allow Heaney to throw 85 to throw 85 like we did the last couple times he was out. Nuh-uh.
And, we got Nick the Dick Pivetta for them. We've got, you know, one of our best lineups in a long time today. So you are right. And, Jim, this will be my Jack Curry for this one. Jim, it's not so much this game necessarily in the grand scheme. Like, you know, you won the series, blah, blah, blah. But you've got Kenta Maeda tomorrow for Minnesota, and you don't want to lose all this juice you've got right now. We're straight juiced. You know, we got guys coming back. We just caught the Red Sox after being 10 games behind. So, yeah. Again, you're going to have to wait for the pitching path to victory, but we're both anxious.
Yeah, let's do the lineup first because there is some big news in the lineup itself. Are you ready, Jake? The lineup is as follows. DJ LeMahieu is leading off, playing second base. Anthony Rizzo makes his return, playing first. Judge in the three hole, batting, playing right field. Gallo in left field. Stanton DHing. Odor at third base. Gary Sanchez catching. Brett Gardner in center field. And Velasquez at short. So you go righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, switch. good for Velasquez. I'll get off of it. I still would just like Wade there. He's still going the other way. Right. He's impressing Paul O'Neill like nonstop.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he's like, I think Wade's figured out if he just puts it in play. It's like, well, I don't know. I mean, I think Wade had to have known that because everyone's screaming it from the rooftops, but Wade's hitting like everyone wanted him to hit.
Yes, but you don't hear anything. Next time you see the cut scene when Tyler Wade's at shortstop with the eye black or the glasses, Tyler Wade sees Dansby Swanson. Tyler Wade sees those guys. So he hasn't heard that. He's heard I'm a hit. Now, he's like, this is a blast. Put it in play and I'm on base. That being said, Velasquez plays today, and I don't like that. Especially Pivetta on the mound. He's a righty. So, like, Velasquez makes sense when, you know, if there's a lefty on the bump, even though Tyler Wade's at-bats have been good against lefties, like, you can play that. You get an extra platoon guy. And his defense is nice. I like watching Velasquez play defense. He made that. The dive tag yesterday, and I guess they're using him while he's still here. Like, we're still waiting on Glaber and Gio, so Wade will stay. But I don't know. It's six one way, half dozen the other.
Have they not posted a lineup officially, Yankees?
They haven't, but all the beat reporters tweeted the
They haven't announced the transactions yet either.
Okay.
But Chappie's back and Rizzo's back.
Yeah, Chapman also being back helps. So by what to watch for is Rizzo's at-bats and Gary, because Gary, does he have a hit? He had some good at-bats in his first game back, the first game of the doubleheader, but I don't think he got a hit, right? But I don't think he looked lost or he looked bad or anything, but he went 0 for 3 with a strikeout. I'd like Gary to get a hit today. Before it becomes a thing
right. That
he's like 0 for 9 since his return, 0 for 10. Like, we nick it in the bud today and get a hit for Gary. So I'd like one hit for Gary. I'd like Rizzo to have a long at-bat right away. Those are my two what to watch for.
Okay, I like that. What am I watching for today? Man, the dragon drop.
Avoid.
So we had the Boone quotes come out that he had a conversation with Luke Voit and he's got a big role on this team, yada, yada, yada. Mention the lobster bisque. Red Sox today. Heen dog, man. We'll see what we get. Bogaerts and JD both have big boy numbers against Heen dog, which shouldn't really surprise you. With all this talk around it, and we know the Yankees love it, and we know they're coming off a day where it worked for them. Interested to see the Luke Voit drop, because where can it be today? It could be for Rugi.
Yep, that's what they did, Stanton.
There's a world where it could be for Gardy.
I don't... Yes.
If there is a lefty out of the pen, that's the new Yankees party trick. We can trap your lefty.
Yes. But I think Davis was the move. So they don't have a center fielder they like Wade. Defensively better than Gardy. I still think they like Gardy better than Wade.
Yeah.
So if it's a close game, that's the thought process there.
Okay.
Like, you get your hit, but are you losing out on defense? So you can put Gallo in center. Like, they should do that. I agree.
Gallo or Judge. And Wade's been great in the outfield. They started him in left field the other day. He was good in center field, too. So
I agree. I just think that's an extra step.
Yeah.
Like, with Davis, it was no question.
But I think they like making the extra step because that adds to their genius. Let's see where that lands today. King Louis off the bench.
Do it. They wouldn't do him for Rizzo, right?
Can't. You absolutely cannot.
Because his defense is what you need late in the game.
And I think he's like fairly split-proof or not bad career.
I think if they ever were going to do a Rizzo come out early today, the first day back, if you want to say... six innings out there, whatever. Today's the day it would happen. And
I understand that thought process. I think the situation's too hot right now that if you pull Rizzo for Voit and Voit gets a big hit, now you've put more of the spotlight on those two.
Yeah. I think it would be like if there's a lefty and Gardy spot comes up, you do that, then you do a switch.
Rizzo better versus lefties this year. Yeah. 973 OPS.
Not happening.
You'd be pinch hitting Voit for Velasquez or Gardy
down the bottom,
and then Wade comes in Rizzo's spot.
then Rizzo yeah. only played seven innings in the field.
But they should use Voit.
Like, use him. Like,
find a spot.
It's almost like a challenge at this point. Like, if it's a close game, but even if they're... No, like using a challenge on replay is what I said.
Right.
Is what I mean. Like, if it's a close game, you're up by three, you're down by three, and there's a spot with runners on, and Rugi or Velasquez or Guardy up, drag and drop Voit. Like, let's get used to pinch hitting. It's something that could really help this team.
If you're Luke Voit.
And they've been doing it a lot.
Do you want to tank the pinch hit so you get started?
No. You want to be team player. You want to play your butt out.
Fun to watch.
All right, let's do the pitching path to victory. I've come up with a new exercise here, Jake, where I have it. This is what I have so far.
Okay.
I have Heaney for four.
Okay.
Chapman for the ninth, Britton for the eighth.
So the kingpin today in the Yankees bullpen is...
Laza and Chad are both out.
Sir Lucas Litke. Litke hasn't pitched in 2 days. It was 17 days, 17 pitches the game before that. Litke, you're looking at Littlicker for two.
He's the first out?
Not necessarily. I mean, the problem is, with Albert Abreu out too, your options look like Joely, Litke, Zach, and Chappie.
So I think that Chad and Laza are definitely both out. Not available today at all. Abreu, I do think for a one batter is available. Say they have JD or they have a righty, Bogarts, at the end of Heaney's inning, because he has pitched twice in a row, right. Yes, but it was 15 pitches, then it was six pitches. And then we saw them do Wandy 3 days in a row earlier this year. So, or was it Joely? But they did it to someone.
They did Wandy all three games against the White Sox. There was the Friday off day.
Friday in between.
Okay.
So I don't know. I like that. I like six pitches, and he's a young guy. He's the youngest dude in the bullpen right now.
So I think there's a chance for a righty to split up the two lefties.
Yeah.
And get one out. But who knows?
I'm worried. The Yankees did win this series, and they have four against the Twins that I'm sure they are thinking of. So we'll see. I mean, this is one that it's tough to be like, Nick Nelson's on the team over Ridings.
Yeah.
Like it would be a pretty clear Ridings fifth inning today if he was on the team.
What if we just go Heaney for three? And then Litke for two.
Yeah. We're short.
And then, well, you got Joely.
Yeah, but I mean, Joely's kind of not a one-inning guy, depending where he's dropped.
The Sox are a tough matchup for him. You got to find his lane.
Like, righties mash Joely.
Well, you bring him in for Devers. What's their lineup? Where's Verdugo?
Verdugo's in the seven hole. If Kike, Renfro, Bogarts, Devers, JD, Plawecki as the DH, Verdugo, Dahlbeck, Vasquez.
Yeah, I don't know why you use Joely then.
So, yeah, it's tough. I mean, you kind of need four out of the Heen dog. And, hey, I know Heaney ain't been great. I get that. But he has been in the show for a while. And his last two starts, he did have big pressure on him to go a full distance. And he bounced back against the Mariners. I know it was ugly early, but what would we give for a six innings, four in runs today? Everyone would shake for that.
For Heaney?
Yeah.
Six innings, four in runs? When do the runs come?
Early.
Because no.
Just cut pace the Mariners.
I know, I'm not
game.
In for that at all.
Really?
If he gives up four earned in the second inning and they just roll the dice and let him keep going, not into that. If he's good through five and they don't just take him out and get it beforehand and then he gives up four in the fifth or the sixth, give me four clean.
I guess that's the problem.
Give me 4-1.
Man.
Dude, I want the least.
He doesn't get the chance to give it up late.
So if he gives it up early, pull him.
I mean, you cut. look at the pitching path to victory. Right now, you got there's holes in it. Like, you can't do 2.2 out of Haney today. There isn't enough bullpen. You need three minimum.
Sure, three.
I would take six innings, four earned. We've got our A lineup.
If you win, I'll take it, but it's going to be a scary six innings. Like, I don't think that should be the thought process. Should be as soon as Heaney's in trouble, pull him.
Oh, I mean, we don't have the run for that, Jim.
You got to give him one time through the lineup, minimum.
Who are you pitching then? You want Nelson?
I'd rather have Joely pitch than Heaney.
You're still short two innings. Where are you pulling Heaney?
Joely can pitch one. Lickie can pitch two.
One time through and it's ugly, you're at like 1.2, 2.1.
Give me Abreu to finish an inning two.
Not enough.
Give me Wandy.
Be his third day.
No, he didn't pitch Monday.
He threw 23 yesterday, but he's pitched three of the last four.
It cannot.
That's just not on the table.
It cannot be.
He has to go through twice.
I've understood. Heaney's got to give you 85 pitches no matter what the last couple times. I don't think you can do that today. If it's like the third inning and there's one out and two runs have scored and he walks a guy or there's a solo homer, like, he's done. If he can go 2.2, just get him out. Figure it out, man. I'd rather Joely for a full inning and Wandy and Abreu splitting an inning and Litke going two to Britton and Chapman.
Like, I still think you're short there. Like, that's the problem. He's got to go through the lineup twice. So your 85 pitches is down to, like, 60. But he has to do that.
What are the odds that he has a good game?
15%. Depends what you label good game. If 6-4 doesn't count, 10%.
I mean, listen, Heaney's been so bad.
Yes.
15 runs and 15 innings so far.
So I like.
That's where 6-4 sounds pretty nice.
Yeah. If there's runs scoring. If it's like 4-0 after three and they just roll the dice with Heaney and he magically gets three more, that's cool. But you kind of just like accepted it. I don't want to just accept a fucking loss after finally being in the standings. I understand the pitching's tough, but it sucks. Heaney sucks, man. Do better. I mean,
I guess.
Heaney, do good. I don't know. Throw with some conviction and shit.
5-3, kid.
If he has a clean first, I'll grant him some leeway.
Huge. Let's hit him up.
But if he's shaky in the first, he's not settling down. So then you cross your fingers for like two more, and you hope that he can get him three low. And you figure it out. Offense really got to do their job against Pivetta. They've never seen Pivetta this season. Pivetta's having a good season. He's pitching well. He just shut down Baltimore before that. He shut down Toronto. Tampa got to him a little bit, but he's on a decent stretch. The Yankees haven't seen him, which I was feeling that odd. And then you got some people with good numbers, but got to get to Pivetta if we're throwing Heaney. And then this has to be like Heaney's last start.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. And hey, you got, you know, this is an A lineup right now.
Why is Jimmy such a big hater? Ooh. Who am I hating? Heaney? It's been awful.
Tough. You think they've been hiding Pivetta from us, huh? You think today's the day we eat?
No, but isn't it odd? We've played 15 games and we haven't seen Pivetta.
They're hiding them. They're ducking. You know Pivetta's ERA, BBD?
I would assume it ends in a 6-9 or it's 4-20.
4-20.
If it's the homer draft.
Homer draft is brought to you by, hey, have you heard of the Hall of Fame? If you haven't, that's pretty odd. I'm going to shoot you straight. If you haven't heard of the Hall of Fame, be really weird that you're this invested in baseball to listen to the pregame show. Hall of Fame, if you're a really good player, they put you in it, Jim.
Yeah,
for sure. And what are they doing? Their national pastime series, Hall of Fame Connections? What is it, a 13-episode YouTube series?
Yeah, they got artifacts from the Hall of Fame. They're connecting it with other artifacts. They're connecting it with other artifacts.
Connecting them with the other artifacts, Dare, and they're making a storyline about
it. It's brought to you by a New York City grant, I Love New York.
Yes, we funded this.
As a people.
We the people. Carlos Pena. Yogi Berra's daughter, Lindsay Berra. If you like baseball and you like YouTube, which so many of you do, I'm going to be honest. Put the numbers together. Go check this out. It's the Hall of Fame. Follow them at Baseball Hall, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. This is the Hall of Fame. This isn't like the knockoff. This is the Hall of Fame. Go check them out. Some good stuff there. Appreciate you, Hall of Fame. Shout out to our guy, Josh Rawlich, who's like running the show there now.
Shout out to him. MLB just proposed, this is a storyline, but MLB just proposed a salary minimum of $100 million. Not bad. You have like 10 teams that are under that right now, right?
Yeah.
They also said that they were going to lower the luxury tax threshold to $180 million.
Mm. Yeah, that's we got an offer like that recently. The first offer is always bad, people. That's a life lesson for you. Distract him with the silver. Hit him with the gold. It's not
so
a phrase.
So stupid.
Not a phrase.
That's so stupid.
James, you got Stanton yesterday?
Yes. Talk about bad pitching by Eovaldi there.
Mm-hmm.
That was the same exact thing as Chad Green with Abreu. He threw a fastball. Stanton was so incredibly late on it that Paul O'Neill was like, oh, my God, that was a bad swing. He's so late. And then he's an 0-2, and he throws him a curveball, a hanger curveball. Or, like, clearly Stanton was sitting curveball.
Yeah.
So bad pitching, but good job by Stanton, and good job by me for choosing him. I'm taking Gary. And who was the other one that I was going to take?
Well, you're between a rock and a hard place. You have to take Gary or Rizzo. Because I will be taking one of the other. Or no,
you
should
already
take
took
Rizzo.
Gary. I'll take Rizzo and Gary. But I thought there was someone. Oh, never mind. All right, I'll take Rizzo and Gary.
Rizzo and Gary. There you go. I got you.
Thank y'all.
Great picks, Jim. Great picks. I will be taking Stanton. Like him a lot. Whoa, I don't remember looking at that on Twitter. Who should I pair him with? You think it's a Rugie day? That would make sense. It's the Heen dog, right? Who are my other options? DJ, Velasquez, Void off the bench. That would just be too exciting. Let's go with Rugie.
I like it.
Rugie season.
Roogie Roogie. Oh, he's a Roogie Roogie.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Over under, did we get anything right yesterday?
You got it, because we split it.
Nice.
We had to break the curse.
Because I'm a man that believes in Luis Heel. Like, dude.
The under was the pick yesterday, but we had to.
Heaney's out. Heel's in.
Yeah.
Heaney could go complete game shutout. It'd still be the smarter move to get him out
of
here.
That would be Avarex.
Yeah.
So be careful with those words. Okay. And you know that. What do you think the over-under is?
It did shift today from 2 hours ago when I made the graphic. It's
because why did it shift? Because Rizzo?
Such a good question.
Because Rizzo and Chapman?
I guess it did happen right before right before the lineup came out, I think.
10.5.
Ooh, that's a big boy Yankee Stadium lineup. The Heen dog?
Yeah.
What, like an 11? Yeah, I'll go with you in 10.5.
So this graphic says 10. It's down to 9.5.
Mm. So the Rizzo-Chapman effect got it down?
They believe in Heaney. Believe in the Heen dog.
Heaney's ERA on the season is 5.78. His ERA in his last 9 games is 7.58.
Mm. Just finding it.
Ugh.
What do you think? 10 runs. So what's that? 8-2. Or it's down to 9.5.
9.5 is the line now.
So 7-3 gets me there. 6-4 gets me there.
Heaney averages like 4 runs in.
I haven't seen Pavetta. Sometimes the Yanks struggle with that.
Yeah, they do.
I'll go over. I'll dream a dream.
Yeah, I'll go over.
Oh, Jim.
We're going to the game, so it's over. Dude, then we have to do the recap tonight?
Yeah, man.
Well, that's a long day.
It's a long day.
Yeah.
I've been tomorrow's fired light. Up for too long.
Let's go. We get about to fire up some more stuff.
Yeah.
You got a premo?
My premonition is Heendon gets claps as he comes off the mound.
That's huge.
Feels more like a manifest.
But. Be pretty funny. I think. What's the?
You think I'm manifesting this?
What's the minimum he could do to do that? What is it? 4.1 and like 2 earned runs.
No.
I think they'd clap for Heaney.
I think it'd be before
if they had the lead.
If they had the lead, sure. I think 4.1, one or less is like claps.
Hmm.
Tom asked, and I like Tom, he asked if we have good seats again tonight. Do we?
It's not about
the seats
that.
We like.
And not
oh, really. We're in the seats we like?
Kind of.
That's the rumor I heard. Third hand.
Primo for tonight.
Don't say extra innings. Who said that?
Zach Britton gets a double play. No one said. You said that now.
Just Matthew just Lopez.
Yeah, you sicko.
Matthew Lopez, take it back. Heaney gets a double play?
The chat. No, Britton.
Britton, wow.
Britton double play. Lights up the stadium. Bang.
Bang.
Frickin' losing.
Frickin' losing? Hell no.